Praise God. His praise is untrue. God has done more than enough. Even if he did not do anything, for who he is, he deserves all our praises. Praise God. We want to appreciate God for his faithfulness, for preservation of lives, for protection. He has been so good. We give him all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can we have our seat? Hallelujah. We have good news. Praise the Lord. I like good news. Me, I like good news. You will never use your ear to hear bad news. It will be good news galore. You keep on hearing good news. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is nothing sweeter than when you pray and God answers and release the evidence. It used to do my heart mele, mele, mele. Praise the Lord. And it's our one of us, the daughter, Sister Nkechiuti. Sister Nkechi, we don't talk about brethren again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like Puem family. I just like this family. I thank God that I belong here. Praise the Lord. You know, God told us that he was sharing bouquet. One of the daughters gave birth last year, got married and gave birth. This one is getting married Saturday, 11th April. When I tell you that God is in the neighborhood, don't just envy anybody or jealous anybody. Just keep calm. When he finish visiting your neighbor, what will happen? He will come over. He will come over. I thank God, Sister Nkechi is one of the people that joined me from my parlor. He joined this fellowship from my parlor. Praise the Lord. And she has been consistent till this day. The daughter is in UK, but they are coming back. Praise the Lord. It's in Cathedral Church of Good Shepherd. It's just Saturday after Easter, 11th April. Reception will be in Kubana Hall, number 1 Ibeze Street, Independence Layout. If you like, purge your stomach. Rice and stew is very great. Purge your stomach and come. Rice and stew, very plenty. Praise the Lord. It's Puem wedding. Don't miss it for anything. This is a season of celebration. You will never have any reason to mourn. You will never have any reason to run helter skelter. That good news you have been waiting for, it will happen this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you just, in some minutes, appreciate God again? Just find a way of appreciating God. Tell God you are grateful. Appreciate him. Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Thank you for all these wonderful testimonies we heard. Testimonies of healing from our mommy, Mommy C. Testimonies of deliverance from Brother Ebuka. God has been so good. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the month of, God told me, praise. thanksgiving and the what? Testimonies. Praise, thanksgiving, and testimony. Praise the Lord. You can call it praise and worship. We are going to look into what worship is all about, or what praise is all about. Hallelujah. In Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, verse 6. The Bible said that, let everything that has breath do what? Praise the Lord. Then he now say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 117, verse 2. But we can start from verse 1. Psalm 117. For his merciful, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Lord, loud him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. What is the meaning of praise? The meaning of praise is vocal celebration, boasting, physical adoration. When you are clamorously foolish in God's presence, praise the Lord. I think last year, March, I told us what it means to be clamorously foolish. When you misbehave in the presence of God, you don't care to know who is around and who is not around. You adore him, you celebrate him, you shout, you even boast of him. You tell people how big your God is. When people are telling you, this case, I don't know how to handle it, say, this case, my God, is your friend Kupu, we just handle it. The God I know can handle such cases. Praise the Lord. That is what it means to boast with God. Vocal acknowledgement of God's deeds. That is praise. You acknowledge what he has been doing for you and in your life. You acknowledge it. There are some people that don't know how to acknowledge God. There are some people that don't know how to tell people about his deed. Even telling that God about what he has done for you. You open your mouth wide and appreciate him. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible said that if we refuse to praise him, he can raise stones. But I used to tell God, please, I can praise you. Don't raise stone where I am. It's an error for God to even demand praises from man. The reason why you are created in Isaiah 43, if you read from verse 19, you see, the reason why he created us is to show forth his praise. Praise the Lord. So we are going to look at why we have to praise God. Number one, you praise God for who he is. You praise God for what? For who he is. Who is God to you? The maker of heaven and earth. Not just maker of heaven and earth. The one who made me. The reason of my existence is because of him. Even when he has not done anything, for the fact that he decided to make me in his image, I didn't emerge from ape. He made me in his image. That's the reason why I'm praising him. That God made me in his likeness. That's why I'm praising him. The first reason why you praise God, because he made you. Because he created you. So you open your mouth wide and do what? And praise him. It's ingratitude to live a life without praise. You are showing God that you are not happy. You are showing God that you are not grateful when you don't praise him. Praise the Lord. Another reason why we praise God is because when you praise God, you invite his presence. In Psalm 22 verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned where? In the praises of your people. You are holy and you are enthroned in the praises of your people. When you praise God, you invite God's presence. We know that God is everywhere. Jehovah the omnipresent. He's everywhere. We know that God is with us. Jehovah the Emmanuel. But there is what is called Shekinah glory of God. When God's presence decides to tabernacle in a place, like in the book of 2 Kings, when Solomon was dedicating the temple, what happened? While he was still praying, the Bible said that the presence of the Lord filled the temple. I'm talking of such presence. The presence of the Lord filled the temple. The people could not enter. They could not do anything because they invited him and he came. How do they invite him? By praising him. Do you want to encounter such praise, such presence? Go all out to praise him. God's presence is not a feeling. Are you hearing me? It's not, it's not harmattan. It's not just a feeling. His presence can be tangible. Can be tangible. You just know that God is tabernacling in this place. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. There was a day, I don't know what, I just feel like adoring God. I don't have any reason. I was singing one particular song. I kept singing the song. I sang the song throughout the night. I didn't sleep. I slept around 5 and I woke up around maybe 6:30. I continued. It was a Sunday night till Monday morning. So Monday indoors. So I was just praising him, worshiping with one song, not two, one song that he gave to me. I remember vividly that day I closed my eyes. I saw the ministry of angels. I heard his voice clearly. Praise the Lord. You can pray amiss, but you can never praise God amiss. When you praise God, he tabernacles. What happened when he told the children of Israel? I think Exodus 13:21, if I'm not mistaken. When God was going with the children of Israel, he didn't demand two things from them. He demanded one thing, and that one thing is praise. Vocal celebration. You didn't see it. I have my Bible here. Exodus, let me see. Exodus 13:21. Okay. And the Lord went before them by day. How? In a pillar of cloud. That pillar of cloud, this is present.
It's his presence. Oh. Are you aware? It's his presence. He was following them because he told them to leave Egypt. And he could not leave them alone. During the day, he will appear like cloud, his presence, so that the scorching sun will not harm them. At night, where everywhere is dark, he will now appear as how? Pillar of fire to give them light. So as to go by day and night. When you praise God, in the day, he will shield you. Even at night, it may not be literally night. It may be night season. What happens when you are in a night season? Because you're a human being, there are times you encounter night season. That night season is supposed to come and go. Because naturally, whenever there is night, from 12 down, 1, 2, 3, by 4, what do you think happens to you? You will start expecting day. Is it not true? But there are some night seasons that lingers more than required. What do? You invite his presence. Praise the Lord. In the day, he was pillar of cloud. At night, he became pillar of fire. Praise the Lord. So, when you praise God, you invite his presence. You invite his presence. You invite his Shekinah glory. You tabernacle in his presence. In that realm, you don't have prayer points. God himself knows what you need. God knows what you will ask him. God knows the intent of your heart. In that realm, he answers even when you have not spoken. It's in that realm. Praise the Lord. How many of you are ready to praise God this season, not just this evening? Another thing is that praise is a weapon against the enemy. Have you ever been confronted with an arrow attack from the enemy and you don't know what to do? Switch into praise. You know, there are some mysterious attacks. You will ask, you will search where this thing is coming from. You can't trace it. What do you do when it happens? Switch to praise. You are not the first to encounter such. In 2 Chronicles 20, 21 to 22. 2 Chronicles 20, 21 to 22. O pere ye o Baba orore ini ogo ye o Hosanna, oh, Eshe, oh, Baba, oh, boy. You never fail. You never
fail. You never fail. You never fail. You never fail. Lion of Judah. You never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I am that I am. You never fail. kasuba kata kata kata. Sure ketere bokuria baskata. Zakatakara bakuria baskenda yakata. My story changer. Changing stories. Makusa gata gara gata gara gata. Marakashire bokuria baskanda yakata. Marakashire bokuria baskanda. The iron breaker. Rima kasure keteke tekete. Makusa gata gara bakuria baskanda. My protocol breaker. Rebo bobo boko robo ko shekete. Yeke rebo ko sopro ko shibakata. Yakata gata 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 gata. Kai, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Fighting mysterious battle. You don't know why what is happening in your life is happening. Why is it happening? You cannot explain. You can't tell. Because the battle is mysterious. But God is telling me, under the influence of my voice this evening, that battle has come to an end. I saw something like physics. Physics. In a nylon bag, like a black nylon bag. Whatever that is a sacrifice, altar, that altar represents the person that drop it will inherit it. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, 21 to 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. Remember, I told you that praises is vocal celebration of God. And who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and we are saying, what were they saying? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. You mean that you have a fierce battle? You mean that you have your opponent are with weapon, and you had nothing except your mouth, and you are just chanting praise the Lord? And what was happening? Verse 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord did what? Set ambushes against the people of Ammon, against Moab and Mount Sinai, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Three countries was facing one. You know what it means? That battle, you don't know what to do. Lord, I don't even know how I found myself in this mess. I don't even know how to explain it. If I should get AK-47 or 48, how much will it come? You may not even have the money. You may not have who will even help you to fight. They went back to God. Face to face with life problems. They went back to God. They went back to
God. God saying, you don't just praise me. Eulogize me. Celebrate the beauty of my holiness. And I know what to do. What is that case? You prayed, you fasted, you have done all that you knew how to do. Why not switch over to praise? Especially when the battle is fierce. If they should allow them, you are not into them. They can easily use their leg to squeeze you on the ground. But not when God is involved. They started praising him. They started chanting praise. And God's son, praise is absolute surrender to who God is. I cannot do it, but you are all powerful. I cannot do it, but you can do it. Praise the Lord. You know, in Psalm 114. Praise the Lord. Pray ye, O servants of the Lord. Praise the Lord of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name should be praised. What does he tell you? From morning, praise him. In the afternoon, praise him. At night, praise him. Let not his praise depart from your mouth. When the children of Israel gathered, they said Judah should go first. What is Judah? Praise. In the morning, you wake up, praise him. At night, before you lay on your bed, do what? Praise him. That is the dose. Don't praise him once in a while. Praise him always. Praise provokes abundance. Psalm 67, from verse 5 to 7. Praise provokes abundance. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Why? Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Jeremiah 30:19. Secret of harvest is praise. Secret of multiplication is praise. When you praise God for anything, it will multiply. Then, out of them shall proceed what? Thanksgiving. And the voice of those who make merry. I will do what? Multiply them. The voice of those who make merry. The voice of those who praise him. When they praise him, when you praise God, you are putting a pressure on his multiplication scale. You are telling God, multiply this. I will multiply them, and what will happen? They shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Secret of multiplication is what? Praise.
You praise him for that shop. In fact, when the devil wants to deal with you, he will give you reasons to murmur. He will give you reasons to complain. You know that the devil is all out for you. Whenever the devil is trying to show you all the negative things that has happened to you, please, he wants your life, not just your downfall. Praise the Lord. Because it's only when you praise that you will see multiplication. We know the story in John chapter 6. When Jesus told them, sit down, is relax. Don't be anxious. Be confident in what I can do. They relaxed, watching to see what Jesus will do. What happened? He gave thanks. Even Jesus knew how to multiply. Why haven't you praised God in that situation? Why haven't you praised God in that your problem, your health, including finance? There are times God will tell me, do this, do this, do this. I say, when I finish doing this, the money is finished now, he will keep quiet. Whenever God sees that I understood what he was trying to communicate, he will just leave me. That's where we are. He's not pressing me to. He can give me instruction twice or three times just to make sure that I catch what he's saying. But immediately he sees that I have gotten what he's talking about, he will leave me alone. Do this with what? Say that money. And I find out that the whole money is finished. When I finish exhausting the money, I won't go and start complaining. I will start praising God. In fact, when he places demand on it, I know that a bigger one is coming. Before you know what is happening, it will start raining. In this kingdom, this one is what you call one of the master keys. You joke with it, you'll be stranded. Praise God for multiplication. When you praise God, it creates an atmosphere for the supernatural. Yes. In John chapter 11, the story of Lazarus, from verse 40 to 42. When you praise God, it creates an atmosphere for the supernatural. You know, supernatural is what is not natural. It's unusual. And it happens when you praise God. What are you doing? You are telling God how great he is. In John 11, 40 to 42, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. In that situation, a friend that was dead and buried for 3 days, the fourth day, he was not crying. He was not asking God questions. Instead, he came to the tomb and did what? And praise. Father, I thank you. Not, Father, where were you when my friend died? What do you think these people will be saying in their mind? In that situation, he didn't murmur. He didn't complain. He gave thanks.
until that you have heard me. When last did you thank God concerning that situation? You want the supernatural to happen. Thank God. Appreciate Him. Even when the situation don't look like it. You are human, we know. But do what? Thank Him. That is divine demand. That is what you're supposed to do. I wrote jamb. I didn't see my name. Do what? Thank God. Lord, I thank you. I prayed. I fasted. Lord, I thank you. Your decision is final. After praise comes the supernatural. After praise comes the supernatural. Praise changes situations. Praising God can change any situation. It can change any situation. Acts 16, 25 to 26. Acts 16, 25 to 26. But at midnight, if we read from, I think from verse 15 or so, you see, or even from verse 1, Paul was going and he met a young girl that was a sorcerer. He didn't have option than to rebuke the spirit that was working in that girl's life. Because of that, the girl could no longer make money for her master. And they gathered. They fought back. They beat them. They did all manner of things. Above all, they put them in prison. They didn't complain and ask God, is it not for your name's sake that we are here? We are suffering because of you. And you allowed them to put us in prison. No. The Bible said they prayed. And they did what? They sang praises to God. When? At midnight. It may not just be night. It's a night season. That season where every other thing has failed. You don't even know what to do. It's a night season. At midnight, Paul and Silas, we are praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners, we are listening to them. Suddenly, they prayed and got tired of praying. They start singing. As they were singing, suddenly, immediately, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately, all the doors were open. And everyone's chains were loosed. I so much love this particular passage of the Bible that I can praise God. It's not just the foundation of that building, the foundation of what is happening to you. Do you know that that evil occurrence has foundation? When you want to handle the foundation of that problem, praise. And God, why is it that
that God went to shake the foundation. Because that problem has roots. And when God handles the roots, what happens to the tree? We fail. The foundation of the building we are shaking. The foundation of that delay will be shaking. The foundation of that stagnation will be shaking. Whatever that is the cause, it may even be, what do they call it? Generational causes. That everybody in that family must have arthritis. That everybody in that family must have genetical problems. It has roots. It has foundation. When you want to kill a tree and they just cut off the branches, what happened? So many times, that tree will just shake. For some time, what will happen? You will see sprouting from all over. It will start budding again. But when you target the roots, especially those that have tap roots, and destroy the tap roots, what happens? The tree, even though there will be leaves in the first 2 days, 3 days, but what will happen? It will start drying up because the root has been handled. That is what happens when you praise God. When you praise His God, it will go to the root cause of that problem. Hey, and when God handles the root, the Bible says that not one door. So many times it's one problem. It may be one demon that is sitting on a particular problem. You don't know that it's that one demon that is causing financial crisis, that is causing marital crisis, that is causing career crisis. Why? That is what the Bible is saying. That when you handle the root cause of that problem, before you know it, people will start getting married. Before you know it, delay will be destroyed. Stagnation will be handled. Every other door will be open. Because you praised. I am going to give you another opportunity to praise this evening. When you know the reason why you are doing something, you will do it well. But if you don't know the reason, when others are dancing, you just stylishly doing it so that they won't say that you are just standing up. But when you know why you are doing it, you won't look at your neighbor. Because this is destiny deciding moment. If you like, keep on looking at me. When I'm testifying, you'll be looking at me testifying. Praise the Lord. And all doors were open. You know, when you praise God, do you know what happened? Another thing that happens is praise. There's how praise injects strength into you. When that strength comes, all of a sudden you become happy. It's normal. When you start praising God, it cleans the spirit of heaviness. You just say, I don't know why I'm happy. When God puts praises in your mouth, it's because He wants to do something great. Because that is a key, a major key in the realm of the spirit. And when that strength
moment comes and you are praising God, it changes the atmosphere. You find out that you are in joy. And the joy is the only sickle you use to harvest. Do you want to harvest your blessing? It's time to praise. And when you are joyfully praising Him, harvest is just easy. It flows. Because joy is a sickle. Are we ready to praise God? Can we stand on our feet? Okay.
If you are still waiting for the song to start dancing, you are wrong. Because the praise has already started. Tell your neighbor, if he reach your turn, make you no dance. Tell your neighbor, if he reach your turn, make you no dance. As for me, I will praise my God.